Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It is Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Thanks for hanging out with me, talking soccer, talking World Cup qualifying. We've gotten caught up on Africa, on UEFA, and on South America. We haven't talked about Asia at all because no World Cup qualifiers in Asia in this window. They're back at it in October, and you already have teams that are qualified out of Asia. That's already handled. But you have two more spots that will be determined in October, and then the team that will go into the interconfederational playoff will be determined in November. You have two three-team groups. Qatar will host one group, along with the United Arab Emirates and Oman. Those three, one of them will qualify, one will go into the interconfederational playoff. Group B, Saudi Arabia will host, Iraq and Indonesia are the other two teams in that group. So those will be in October. Each team will play three games in that window in October. CONCACAF is the last one. We are into the third round of qualification. It started in this window. It'll be six games from this window through the November window. We will have four of the teams that qualify out of CONCACAF through here. Sorry, three of the teams. And then you will have two teams that will advance to the interconfederational playoff. So this is in addition to the three hosts. So where CONCACAF stands right now in World Cup qualifying, Group A, Suriname has the lead, which is a bit of a shock. They're on 4 points. El Salvador is second on 3 points. Panama, who was the favorite coming into this, two draws. No wins in their first two games. They drew in Suriname. They drew at home yesterday to Guatemala. Guatemala's in fourth place in the group with that 1 point. But Suriname has been the big surprise. They won 2-1 last night in El Salvador. A huge result for Suriname to go on the road and get that win. Durazo Klaas, he scored the goal that won it for them in the 81st minute. Big win for him. A lot of Suriname players born in the Netherlands able to represent Suriname at the international level. Group B, Jamaica leads it 2 wins out of 2. They're on 6 points. Curacao next on 4. Trinidad and Tobago on 1. Bermuda on 0. tonight, Jamaica, 2-0 winners over Trinidad and Tobago in Kingston. A big win for the Reggae Boys. This is after a 4-0 win in Bermuda to open this round of qualification. Curaçao, they got a goal in the 75th minute to get the win tonight at home against Bermuda. Tyrese Noslin got the goal. He plays in the Netherlands. Curaçao also heavy Dutch influence in that group as well. Group C, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Honduras, all on 1 point each after the first round of games, had scoreless draw for Haiti and Honduras and a 1-1 draw for Nicaragua and Costa Rica. Nicaragua came back to get that 1-1 draw against Costa Rica tonight, and they've just gotten underway in these games. Costa Rica hosting Haiti and Honduras hosting Nicaragua. So Group C, we really haven't learned much of anything yet in that one in terms of CONCACAF. Suriname is the big, big surprise in this. Jamaica, not as big of a surprise, but there's always question marks about Jamaica and World Cup qualifying. So far, those two games that are going on right now in the 20th minute or so, Costa Rica do have the lead over Haiti, no score between Honduras and Nicaragua. So that's your World Cup qualifying update. The U.S. men's national team don't have to qualify for this World Cup. Obviously, they're hosting it along with Mexico and Canada, who also don't have to qualify. But, oh, there's been a lot of things said about the U.S. men's national team as of late. They lost to South Korea. South Korea, I think, maybe the more talented team, let alone the way they played on the day. I think they're maybe the more talented team. I think the 2-0 scoreline, the U.S. was better than a 2-goal loss, but not by much. South Korea was just the better team. All the commentary ramped up to a whole nother level and all kinds of things being talked about. Player selection, lineup selection, all kinds of stuff. Mauricio Pochettino yesterday, I think, showed his frustration around it. He said, people sometimes create debate and talk with no sense. Man, I could apply that to a whole lot of things right now. He said, this national team and this country is qualified already for the World Cup. So the important thing is to apply common sense. He said, if people want to talk about, not going to say it. You got Mauricio Pochettino out here cursing people. He said, if people want to talk about, they can talk about, but we feel the responsibility to provide the whole group of players that we think can be important for this country in the World Cup. He wants to see the entire pool as best as he can before he starts to narrow it down. This was in response to a question about Chris Richards not being in the starting lineup against South Korea, because people were going nuts about Chris Richards not being in. Chris Richards is right now going to start in the first game of the World Cup. That could change between now and then, but right now, yes, he'd be that. There's a lot of people getting hung up on the best 11. There's still headlines out there about, does Pochettino know his best 11? Meaningless. The best 11 right now will be different probably in October and probably again in November and probably again in March and probably again on opening day of the World Cup. It's ridiculous. Players do have to play with more urgency to force their way into that hypothetical best 11. 100%. 100%. But all the yelling, all the clout chasing, all the click chasing, it has gotten so bad that you got Mauricio Pochettino out here cursing in response. Well, what was the response from the team tonight as they hosted Japan in Columbus, Ohio? A 2-0 win. Now, people a lot of times will try to downplay friendly wins, but then ramp up friendly losses, which is a really bad place to be. But we'll see what happens about this one. Alex Zendejas, Valerian Balogun, they get the goals, and they needed to get goals. Zendejas called back into the national team after great performances with Club America in Liga MX. Valerian Balogun, a player who's been a disappointment up top for the U.S. men's national team. Those goals are very important. Christian Pulisic, very good in this one as well. Zendejas scored on the 30th minute mark with a brilliant finish, firing home from the center of the area. First time volley off of a Max Arfsten cross. A lot of people have been yelling about Max Arfsten. I don't think he's a starter for this team when they're at 100%. But can he be a player on the bench that you need? Yeah, I think he can. And I think this is important for him. Matt Freese, he came up big in this match. Very important for him. Trying to solidify who's going to be the number one in goal. Who's going to be the number one up top? I don't know. But Valerian Balogun scoring goals, Everybody thought he was going to be the number one. He hasn't produced enough, and he's had a bunch of injuries. If he can produce, Christian Pulisic set him up for the goal. Maybe he becomes that number one. Maybe you saw tonight. And this was what I said about what the topic should be with this window. I said the topic should be about what do we learn about the goalkeeper position and the striker position. I talked about how you had Matt Fries with the opportunity to lock it down. And I talked, because Valerian Balogun initially wasn't going to be called in, I talked about Josh Sargent having the opportunity to lock it down, which he did not do. And he has not done consistently for the U.S. men's national team, although he scored a boatload of goals for Norwich City. Well, have we learned anything in this window about those two positions, which I said was what was important coming into this? Matt Fries might be the guy, which I did not think would be the case, but he might be that guy. Maybe over Matt Turner, although Matt Turner is going to play games now with New England Revolution between now and the World Cup, so that will help him a lot. But Matt Fries is playing as well, and Matt Fries might have a head start on that job. And look, the striker position, I do think it's going to come down to form the closer you get to the World Cup, but Valerian Balogun has all the tools to be the guy, but he's got to score goals. Whoever is scoring goals consistently by the time you get to the World Cup is going to be the starter on game one. That could be Josh Sargent. That could be Valerian Balogun. That could be Ricardo Pepi. That could be Patrick Adjumon. Could be a lot of people. Right now, Valerian Balogun may be slightly ahead because of the goal here. Chris Richards, Alex Freeman, Christian Roldan, Zendejas, Balogun all got starts in this one. You had a five-man back line, so three center backs, Richards, Ream, and Tristan Blackman. Something that we saw Pochettino go to in the second half on Saturday, and it looked better. They started it this way. Good. Tyler Adams and Christian Roldan, first time they had started together since 2018. Roldan has played himself into this conversation as well after a great Club World Cup with Seattle. And I know people have their feelings about Christian Roldan, but he was one of the best players in a group that included the Copa Libertadores champions, Botafogo, the European champions in PSG, and Atletico Madrid. Christian Roldan was one of the best players in that group in the Club World Cup. He earned this opportunity, carried Seattle to a League's Cup final win. He deserved this opportunity on form. He's taken advantage of it. Has he put himself into the pool? Yes, I think he has. Like it or not, I think he has. It's not about where these guys are playing. It's about how are they playing and how are they showing it against players of their level or higher than their level. And I think Christian Roldan has showed you that he can elevate his game. And he's shown you that he has a lot of things that he...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Contributes to this group as a whole. Pulisic was very, very good in this one. The backline, Blackman, was much better in this one. I do still worry about Ream, but in a three-center-back setup, I think you might be able to make it work. It kind of solves a little bit of the issue that I've talked about in terms of who is the best partner for Richards and the back line. I worry about Ream in that, but if you do this, then you have a little more flexibility. Now, it does take away a player somewhere else, and you're going to have to solve that issue. You've got guys who can play wing back in the setup in Anthony Robinson and Serginho Dest. No problem there. You've got central midfielders who can play in a dual, you know, duo kind of role. Tyler Adams, Christian Roldan, Weston McKennie can fit into that. Johnny Cardoso can fit into that. You got options. But then what do you do with the front three? Do you go more with two tens? Do you go with a wider three? How do you make that work? That'll be the question if you play the shape. It does give you a little more cover. It takes away an attacking player somewhere else, but it maybe makes you a little bit safer in some ways. Some ways. I don't think it makes you defensive necessarily, but I think it gives you maybe a little more security. And we're seeing teams more and more go to 3-4-2-1, 3-4-3, 5-3-2, 5-4-1. Like you can call it a bunch of different ways. We didn't see it look like two up top for the U.S., which would be the other question. And if you can't quite get one striker in the position the way that you want, I don't know if you want to go with two there. But if one of those two was somebody like Pulisic or Zendejas, who started in this one, maybe that works and they're playing off of the striker. But then you're going with a three-man midfield. You don't have a true 10. So it's kind of like the same thing. You don't have a true duo at center back. So maybe you go with three. You don't have a dedicated playmaker who sits behind a striker, sits in front of two midfielders. So maybe you go with two in there. Maybe you do look like a 3-4-2-1. I think it might suit this group. There's time to figure this out. I know it's crazy, right? There's time. The World Cup doesn't start till June. You've got two games in October. You've got two games in November. You might have a January camp that has some kind of an impact. You'll have games in March. You'll have games ahead of the tournament. You will have games to try to see if this is the way to go. And I'm thinking more and more because of where you are talent-wise, where you are with this group, you might lean, and I don't think it is where Mauricio Pochettino thought he would be. But I think with this group and the talent that you have and those position battles that are questions, you might lean to a 3-4-2-1 to be a little bit harder to beat, even if you don't dominate as much in that way. You can still press in that. You can still be disruptive. You can still get numbers forward. I think Dest and Robinson really suited to being the wingbacks in this. I think they become a bigger highlight in the team if you play a 3-4-2-1 versus a four-man back line. We'll see. I think you might have gotten that glimpse of Mauricio Pochettino saying, this is what works for this group, but is still true to the way I would like them to play. We're going to find out as we get into October and November and et cetera. But for all the people who yelled and shouted and stomped their feet and turned tomato-faced and demanded answers and talking about firing people, for all of that, let's see if the apology is as loud as the disrespect. I can guarantee it won't be. But people will try to find a way to get more clicks out of it. A lot of time for the U.S. to get it right. I think we might have seen something here in the three center back setup that might give you a blueprint of where things go for the U.S. men's national team next summer. We got plenty of time to talk about all that. But coming up next, it's the 3-4-3. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.